News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a proposal at last weekend's annual Irish Medical Organisations conference called for alcohol testing during pregnancy. The measure is designed to reduce incidence of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders in Ireland. We're joined on the line by Dr. Anne Hogan, former IMO president. Good morning, Anne. You proposed this motion at the conference, I understand. How exactly would this screening programme work?
Yeah, I suppose the motion was proposed by Dr. Mary O'Mahony, who's a specialist in public health medicine. The way the screening would work is that all pregnant women at every checkup usually bring a urine sample and test it for a range of things, including protein and infection, just to make sure that they're remaining well during their pregnancy. It's possible to also test a urine sample for ethyl glucuronide, which is one of the metabolites of alcohol, which would be present in the urine for up to 5 days after a bout of drinking.
Okay. Now, so, yeah, continue.
What we want to do is to, you know, women are getting sort of mixed messages about drinking during pregnancy, and we're all inclined, I suppose, if we're asked about our drinking, maybe to minimise it a little bit. So what we want to do is do a test that will prove whether they were drinking in the last few days or not. A, it gives the doctor an opportunity to make a brief intervention, which has been proven to be effective in stopping drinking during pregnancy and in other behavioural issues. And B, it would tell you really the true incidence of what's going on.
Okay, incidences of fatal alcohol spectrum disorders are shockingly very high. The third in the world, according to research, I understand here. What would constitute fetal alcohol spectrum disorder? What are the early signs?
Well, you see, we've heard of fetal alcohol syndrome, which is a particular set of facial deformities associated with brain damage, which occurs if somebody has been drinking heavily during a particular period in pregnancy when the facial features are being formed. And that's diagnosed early in life. We also know that alcohol can affect the developing brain at any stage during pregnancy because the brain is developing throughout pregnancy. So when a baby is born, you wouldn't recognise the features of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. But as they grow and when they start school, it may be apparent, and certainly by the time they're age 10, you're talking about, you know, abnormal behaviour, distractibility, challenging behaviour. Some of them have low IQ, usually on the, you know, lower limit of growth. And later on in adulthood, you get breakdown in family relations, disruption of schooling, unemployment. They often end up homeless. They have issues with alcohol and drug abuse, and they come into conflict with the law.
Okay, you mentioned intervention. There is no available sanction. You can't sanction a pregnant woman if she's found to have a high level of alcohol in her blood or urine. So what do you do? How do you intervene here?
Well, I think you have to tell people directly that they're putting their baby at risk. And if you have evidence that they have been drinking, I suppose it makes that intervention stronger. Stopping drinking at any stage in pregnancy will reduce the risk. And I have to say also, you said high levels. We don't know what the levels are that will cause a risk to the baby. We metabolize alcohol differently depending on our genetic makeup. So what will actually cause damage to one person's baby may not cause the same level of damage to another person's baby because of that. So we're not aware at the moment that there's any safe level of drinking in pregnancy, but we know the risk increases the more a person drinks.
We all recall the phenomenon of children being born with addictions and withdrawals from whether mums are heroin addicts.
Yes.
What do you do in that circumstance? Because like heroin is an appalling addiction. It takes over the whole physical and mental being of the person. What do you do in that case? What can you do?
This is not my area of expertise, but babies born with heroin addiction have to be detoxed, and they need hospital treatment for that for quite a long time, and it's very difficult.
So, Anne, what is your advice to women this morning?
Well, it's important not to drink alcohol during pregnancy. any amount of alcohol can pose a risk to your particular baby. So the phrase is the pregnant pause, to pause from drinking while you're pregnant.
So no alcohol at all. Just err on the side of caution. Of course, no smoking either, I presume, as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
OK, Dr. Anne Hogan, former IMO president, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.